A Barnard student's stabbing death has rattled New York City, and a 13-year-old is in custody. Here's What to Know by Madeline Carlisle. New Yorkers are mourning the death of 18-year-old Barnard College first-year Tessa Rain Majors after she was stabbed to death in an armed robbery on Wednesday as she walked in a park located just blocks away from her school. A 13-year-old boy was arrested on charges including felony murder Friday, according to the Associated Press and other outlets. The case remains an active investigation, and it's reportedly believed other minors are involved. Majors' tragic death and the troubling alleged involvement of at least one minor child has shaken the school and larger New York City community. Here's What to Know. What happened? According to police, authorities responded to a 911 call Wednesday evening, reporting the assault of a female victim near West 116th Street and Morningside Drive, around the area of Morningside Park. Police found Majors unconscious with multiple stab wounds around the body. She was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where she was pronounced dead, per police. Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison said Thursday that Majors had been attacked by between one to three people while walking in the park, per the AP. He reportedly said the attack occurred just before 7 p.m. Police had previously told Time that the victim was found close to 5:30 p.m. Per the AP, Harrison said Majors staggered up the stairs that led into the park, where a security guard saw her and called 911. A knife was reportedly recovered from the scene, but it's unclear if it is connected to the stabbing, the AP reports. What we know about the perpetrators. Harrison tweeted on Friday that one individual had been arrested. Per the AP, a 13-year-old boy was arrested on felony murder charges and appeared in court on Friday. His attorney, Hannah Kaplan of the Legal Aid Society, did not immediately respond to call for comment. According to the New York Times, Detective Vincent Signoretti testified that the boy told police he had gone to Morningside Park with two friends with the intention of robbing people. The Times also reports that Signoretti testified that the boy said he saw his two friends grab Majors, put her into a chokehold, and steal from her pockets, and then saw one of his friends stab the young woman with a knife and saw feathers fall out of her coat. He reportedly said all three fled. The Times reports that the boy's statements led police to two other suspects, one of whom is reportedly 14 years old and has been interviewed by police. Police have yet to reach the third suspect, per the Times. Kaplan reportedly said authorities don't have evidence in addition to the boy's statement. There is no allegation my client touched the complainant in this case, Kaplan said, per AP. He was merely present when this took place. The AP reports that the boys attend a middle school near Morningside Park, per police. The 13-year-old is being held at a juvenile detention facility and will appear back in court on Tuesday, and charges will be finalized at a later hearing, per the AP. He is expected to be charged as a juvenile in family court. What we know about Tessa Majors. Majors was about to finish her first semester at the private all-women's Barnard College. Per the AP, she was from Charlottesville, Virginia, where she had graduated from St. Anne's Belfield School in May. She enjoyed music, and her social media shows her playing in her band, Patient O, which had recently released an album. The Times reports she had an interest in journalism. We lost a very special, very talented, and very well-loved young woman, the Majors family said in a statement. Tess shone bright in this world, and our hearts will never be the same. Her father, Inman Majors, is an English professor at James Madison University, as well as an author of six books, according to AP. Barnard President C.N. Lee Baylock issued a statement to the Barnard community Wednesday evening, expressing the grief and shock of the school community. Tessa was just beginning her journey at Barnard and in life. We mourn this devastating murder of an extraordinary young woman and member of our community. This is an unthinkable tragedy that has shaken us to our core, the statement continued. Please know that we are all grieving together, and I am thinking of you as we process this awful news as a community. In a separate statement on Friday, Baylock shared Major's application essay to Barnard. In response to a question that all of our students are asked on their applications, Tess wrote, "As an avid feminist, I have striven towards bridging my community gender divide by being outspoken in my classes, taking an intensive course on social justice, and campaigning for a congressional candidate. I enjoy taking difficult classes and feel invigorated when forced outside of my intellectual comfort zone. I embrace the culture of positivity and growth at Barnard." We are thankful for the incredible outpouring of love and support we have received from across the country, the family said, according to the AP. We would also like to express our appreciation for the efforts of the men and women of the NYPD, who continue to work diligently on this case. How the community is responding. The Columbia Spectator reports that thousands of students, faculty, alumni, and other community members attended a vigil in Major's honor on Thursday. There, Baylock spoke about Major's love of music and her enthusiasm for school, adding that she had worked on congressional campaigns, according to the Spectator. In a statement on Saturday, Baylock said, "In the months ahead, we will formally honor Tess and celebrate Tess's life. For now, I urge you to hold Tess and the family in your thoughts and in your hearts. Support each other, lean on each other, and take care of yourselves." She ensured flexibility on exam schedules for grieving students who were set to begin finals on Friday. "What makes Barnard so special is its tight-knit community," the statement continued. "Our students come from vastly different lived experiences, and yet they come together to support one another in times of need. Our faculty and staff are no different. In the days and weeks ahead, we need each other. We need to support each other and remember Tess."